This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said on Tuesday that she hoped peaceful and rational dialogue will help find a way out of the protests gripping the former British colony.
My support for the force is because it is an important law enforcement agency that helps us to safeguard the rule of law. But that doesn't mean that I would condone irregularities or wrong practices done by the police force. Otherwise, there would not have to be all these institutions like the CAPOL and the IPCC to look into complaints about individual officers. And on this occasion, because of the severity of the protests and the incidents, the IPCC has taken the initiative with my full support to undertake a thematic fact-finding study to assess several important incidents and to come up with recommendations.
Anti-government protests have roiled the Chinese-ruled city for nearly 4 months, plunging it into its biggest crisis in decades and posing a direct challenge to its political overseers in Beijing. Amnesty International on Tuesday urging the Hong Kong government to investigate police use of force, but the government has urged the public to come forth and help the investigation of the independent police complaints. Three U.S. service members were wounded in an insider attack Monday in Afghanistan's Kandahar province. A military spokesman in Afghanistan said a member of the Afghan Civil Order Police fired on a military convoy and that the service members sustained non-life-threatening injuries. The attacker was killed by return fire from the Resolute Support Forces. The attack is under investigation. To date, the U.S. has lost some 17 service members in Afghanistan this year. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, that is voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Israeli President Reuven Rivlin is preparing